We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At every wedding that's ever been, there has been a question that has been asked.
And before the ceremony is even over.
Sometimes. And it's seemingly a very innocent question. Because it makes sense if you think of the traditional way people go about their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that question is, so, when are you guys going to have kids?
Oh,
it's TPXY on 98PXY, Corey James, Whitney Young, but it's seemingly innocent, but it's not really.
It's not. And I've got to admit, I have not yet had to deal with this. And I don't know if it's, you know, I mean, I'm not married and maybe that's part of it. I think when you get married, it's like,
oh, absolutely.
That's it. That's all you're hearing.
Again, I guarantee you right now, anyone listening who has had a wedding was asked that question at their wedding.
God.
And then of course, numerous times after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't think people are coming from a bad place when they ask it.
No.
I think it's just more of they're oblivious to some of the ways it can be awkward.
Right. It's kind of just a lack of self-awareness and situational awareness because you don't know, as several people on the text line 69822 are pointing out, you don't know what a person's or what a couple's situation is. And a lot of people, in fact, somebody threw out the figure 1 in 4 couples struggle with infertility.
Really? Yeah.
Or with fertility issues, not infertility, but some kind of fertility issue.
Sure. Yeah.
These are just some of the texts. One person said, it's annoying. Some people have trouble having kids and don't want to broadcast that to everyone.
Sure, understandable. It's a very personal thing.
Another person said, I just got married in October and it makes me upset every time someone asks because my husband and I are struggling to conceive. And I feel like that's TMI when people ask.
Well, it's also added pressure, right? Because even if you're coming from an innocent place asking it and you're just generally curious because, well, you got married, so kids are probably on the way. It does. It adds that extra layer of pressure that you don't need that.
But like what do I mean, think about the whole, you know, what happens when you assume you make an ass out of you and me. I mean, don't assume that.
That's a good general rule in life.
In life in general, but also some other people chiming in and saying, like this one, my husband and I get it all the time. We are 35 and 36 and have no plans of having children. We like living with our money and enjoying our selfish life. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
it's okay to not want
kids. It's a couple dinks checking in.
What?
Dinks. We've covered this earlier this week. Double income, no kids.
Double income, no kids.
Yeah. And look, again, you're right. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think there is a stigma that comes along with it, that it's all almost like selfish that
there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing, and especially and if you don't want kids and you know that, thank you for not having kids, because what you don't want is a couple of people that have kids and like resent them and don't want to be parents.
Absolutely. No. Some calls coming in 222-9800. Kim from Rochester, you want to jump in on being asked, so when are you guys going to start
babies,
having kids?
Babies?
Babies?
Yes.
Babies?
So I'm newlywed. I do have a daughter already.
Uh-huh.
But people are constantly asking.
Still.
And the issue with that is that I do have fertility issues. So it's not only pressure, it's offensive almost.
Sure. And of course, you know, they don't know that, but it obviously brings up an awkward situation for you. And that's a very personal thing.
Right. And there's so many people that struggle with it. So I just don't think it's an appropriate question to ask.
So let me ask you, because it does, you know, it's sort of a sore subject. Do you call people out when they ask you?
Yeah, how do you respond?
Yeah, I'm very open with it. So I'll explain, like, hey, I'm having issues getting pregnant.
Good for you.
And normally that makes people feel awkward enough that they never ask again.
Good.
Yeah, sure. That will
shut them down quick.
And not just to you, but probably to anyone else ever.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're doing some good work.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
No, that's good. Keep the conversation open and you know, get people to stop being nosy, and it's not their business.
Yeah, it's nobody's business. I mean, nobody's going to be like, hey, did you guys, do the deed last night? But they're very open to asking if you're going to have kids.
You know what? That would be funny. When people start asking when you're having kids, just get super explicit about your sex life and just like make them as uncomfortable as possible.
Yep.
Kim, thanks for calling in.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Yep, have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Elizabeth from Rochester, being asked the question, so when are you going to have kids? Is it offensive?
It kind of is. I've been together with my boyfriend for 8 years, and the question I got after 1 year was, is he the one? 2 years, when are you going to marry him? When's he popping the question?
Right, there's always something.
You know, and then when we moved in together, you know, we moved in together last year.
Okay.
You know, why don't you have a ring, but you're living with him, you know?
People are very nosy about other people's relationships.
And judgy.
Yeah.
So judgy.
Like, do you want to know my sex life, too?
Yeah,
like,
right?
How much more can I tell you?
Gosh.
Like, you know, I kind of just stab it, and eventually, you know, I just moved a ring over my finger and said he's my fiancé when I'm at work.
Just to shut people up, really.
Wow.
I got residents there, you know. Are you married? Well, yep, I'm married, sorry.
And it's difficult because I'm sure for most people that do ask, they mean no harm. They're not trying to be pushy. They're not trying to be offensive by any means. They're not trying.
It's not malicious.
Right. They're not trying to pry.
No. Yeah.
They just don't know any better. Yeah. And maybe that's the bigger issue.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with social media. We just share so much now that, you know.
Although, I don't know. I think this is, like, asking these questions. This has been around since we started having babies and started, you know, getting married.
Yeah.
But people are more nosy about it. Even if, like, you don't know each other, somebody will come up to you and talk and, hey, you know, I see the ring. Do you have any kids?
Yeah, how much was it? Hey, how much did you make at your job?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
I think people should treat this situation, Whitney, like how I treat if I see a woman who is pregnant.
Uh-huh.
I just assume she's not until she says something.
Until the baby is, like, dangling one arm.
Yeah,
no, I think at that point you should probably acknowledge it.
No. Yeah. No. No, I wait until they say something. And so it should be the same exact way. If someone brings up kids and wants to talk about kids, that's totally cool. Then they open up those floodgates. But you shouldn't be the one that starts that conversation.
I really like the idea of somebody saying, so when are you going to have kids? And say, well, I don't know. We had sex twice last night, so we'll see.
Yeah, that'll put an end to the masking.
Yeah, exactly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.